USA News. I'm Jerry Barmesh. An active shooter is being reported at a shopping mall in Allen, Texas. Shots reportedly rang out of the Allen Premium Outlets about 30 miles north of Dallas. The number of victims or injuries is currently unknown, and there was a large police presence on scene. Lots of pomp and circumstance as King Charles III has been crowned in England.
Charles took the oath to uphold the law and the Church of England during his reign. He also took a second oath.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely, in the presence of God, profess, testify, and declare that I am a faithful Protestant.
You weren't able to see the king's actual anointing, though, the most sacred part of the ceremony. Historically, it's been regarded as the moment between the sovereign and God, with a screen blocking public view. I'm Corey Myers.
At least six people were hurt after the collapse of a mechanical structure in the pool area of a hotel in Aurora, Colorado. Reportedly, at least two of the people were taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. President Biden says his age makes him wise, not old.
President Biden says he's the only choice in 2024 because he's smarter than most Americans.
I know more than the vast majority of people. I'm more experienced than anybody's ever run for the office. And I think I've proven myself to be honorable as well as also effective.
In an interview on MSNBC, Biden, who's 80, was addressing why his age isn't a factor to hold the job of president after being told a Fortune 500 company wouldn't hire an 80-year-old CEO. I'm John Schaefer.
A seventh horse at Churchill Downs has died this week. Just hours after Chloe's Dream had to be euthanized, another horse named Freezing Point was put down in the eighth race of the day. The 149th running of the Kentucky Derby is about to start. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is assessing the situation at the southern border as Title 42 is about to expire.
Mayorkas says the U.S. will still have the power to expel illegals.
In a post-Title 42 environment, we will be using our expedited removal authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code.
He says the Biden administration is offering expanded legal pathways for asylum seekers and will remove those people who arrive at the border who do not qualify for relief. He stresses the U.S. border is not and will not be open, and if smugglers tell people otherwise, they're lying. I'm Karen Sloan.
The homeless man who died after being put in a chokehold on a New York City subway car allegedly tried to shove a strap hanger onto the tracks a day before the incident. The New York Post reports a Reddit user says he was at the Lower Manhattan subway station a week ago when Jordan Neely grabbed him by his shoulders and attempted to throw him onto the tracks. The next day, Neely was reportedly threatening riders on a subway car when a 24-year-old former Marine subdued him with a chokehold. NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal is joining a group looking to buy BET Media. The Wall Street Journal reports O'Neal is part of a group that also includes rapper 50 Cent. The Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is off to a franchise best at the box office. It is projected to make $120 million this weekend. I'm Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.